Let's start by looking at the static spatial grids in D2D. The base and averaged ARI grids are available from the Scan FFMP menu under the Guidance submenu. Here you will see a list of all available ARIs ranging from 1 to 1,000 years. Each of these options then has a submenu of all of the available durations, from 30 minutes up to 24 hours. Here is an image of the output. The raw point-based ARIs are available through CAVE's product browser. Under the Grid and ARI dropdowns, you will find all of the point-based ARI grids. When loading this way, it will start as a contour product, so you'll have to load as image to get this final image. Both of these are the same 500-year ARI over a 24-hour duration, but let's note a couple differences. For one, note how the clipping is different for each. The scan image on the left is clipped to the FFMP domain, while the product browser image on the right has a much larger domain which can be useful for identifying regional and local ARI variations. Also, if we sample each of these images, look at the units. For the base and average grids, the units are in inches. However, for the point-based grids, the units are inches times 1,000, with some really weird labels. To interpret this grid, simply divide by 1,000 to get a value of around 12.77 inches. And because of the base and averaging on the left, you may see slightly different values between these grids.